Dear learners, before moving to other OER repositories, before introducing the other OER repositories, I will focus on our national OER basket. What the government of India is doing for developing the OERs. The major repository of India with respect to the OER is the NROER, National Repository of Open Educational Resources. So before moving to other platforms, very first thing which we little bit introduced in earlier module, that is InFlip Center facilities. The cluster of platforms available by the InFlip Center. In the InFlip Center website, if you go there, you will find a bunch of OER repositories. First of all, we must focus on these whenever you are moving. We have studied rather little bit about the Shodh Gangotri, Shodh Ganga. We studied about the INCAT, ICSR. These are the major repositories for your literature review, very important literature review there. Apart from that, we will move to, apart from that, various OER platforms are there. Please go through their website and search the suitable resource for you. Now moving to SWAYAM, the major initiative by Government of India. If you are here, you are familiar with SWAYAM, but I would like to explore it for you so that we can disseminate that idea and use the repository of knowledge effectively. SWAYAM is the study webs of active learning for young aspiring minds. It is an indigenous ICT-based platform for hosting massive open online courses, MOOCs, developed under the NME ICT, an initiative of MHRD, Government of India. MOOCs supplement the formal education system in the country from high school to higher education, offering courses based on curriculum, continuing education and skill. See the website. As you know, that SWAYAM is the indigenously developed IT platform that facilitates hosting of all the courses taught in the classroom from 9 to PG level. And the beauty is it can be accessed by anyone, anywhere, at any time. So what are the objectives of SWAYAM? Initiated and designed to achieve the three cardinal principles of education policy, that is, that are access, equity, and quality. The objective of this effort is to take the best teaching learning resources to all, including the most disadvantaged, to bridge the digital divide for students who have hitherto remained untouched by the digital revolution and have not been able to join the mainstream of the knowledge economy. As you know, the contents of SWAYAM, that it is, I'm just going through quickly, that it provides the interactive quality MOOCs for the students from 9 to PG. Each MOOC may be credit-based or non-credit-based with free access to contents. You have to pass the exam for getting the certificate or the credits. And each MOOC and SWAYAM, each MOOC on SWAYAM has the four quadrants: video lecture, specially prepared reading material that can be downloaded or printed, self-assessment test through tests and quizzes, and online discussion forum for clearing the doubts. These are the four major quadrants. Now moving to the national coordinators for MOOC. The major national coordinators are NPTEL for engineering, UGC for postgraduate education, CEC for undergraduate education, NCERT for class 9 to 12, and NIS for school education, IGNU for out of the school students, IMB for management studies, and NITTR for education, National Institute of Teachers Training and Research. So the courses in the SWAYAM and the contents, you know very well that they are quality content prepared by the experts, and need-based courses are here. Faculty members can apply for developing the MOOCs, for developing these contents, and get the grants for developing that thing. Now let us have a quick look on the major national coordinators. First of all, this is the website of UGC MOOC, which deals with the PG MOOCs. In this platform, we can get all the information. Even the faculty members can apply for the new projects from this website particularly. However, the course are available in the SWAYAM platform. You need not to go to the individual national coordinator's website. The next coordinator is CEC. CEC is the Consortium for Educational Communication. It deals with the various subjects, non-technical undergraduate subjects. After that, for engineering, NPTEL, this is the website. For engineering, the courses are prepared by the experts of IIT and ISCs. The courses are available through the SWAYAM platform itself. NPTEL is well ahead in the development of MOOCs. Thereafter comes the IIM Bangalore, IIMBX. It provides quality MOOCs, and it has got the collaboration with the edX also. So they are in international level, they are showing their potential. So these are the major national coordinators I have covered, which are relevant to your tertiary education. Rest of the OER repositories can be accessed through InFlip Center website, like we discussed Shodh Gangotri, Shodh Ganga, IndCat, eShodh Sindhu, ePaathshala, ePG Paathshala, Pratham are the major repositories. ICSR we also discussed. Apart from that, Swayam Prabha is a 24-hour channel providing the educational contents, which is freely available in the free DTH. Huge quality content is available by these government initiatives. So you enjoy and use them with utmost efficiency and disseminate the information to all the stakeholders. We will be studying the using and searching the other OER repositories in the next section.